This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, it is Monday today, the 7th of October, also conveniently the 7th day of the great government shutdown of 2013. If you've been keeping track, you know there are two things going on right now. The shutdown for one, the debt limit for another one. Come October the 17th or so, the government's not going to be able to pay all its bills. Now, the U.S. pays lots of bills, millions of them every single day, and there has been talk lately of prioritizing, paying some folks, like those to whom we owe interest on our debt, ahead of others. But when you look at the sheer quantity of bills the Treasury Department pays on any given day, you learn quickly that's a whole lot easier said than done. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today.
How about we take Tuesday, October 1st, for example? That was the first day of the government shutdown. There were payments to federal workers worth $755 million. There were payments to defense contractors worth about $964 million. Well, these figures come from a Treasury Department spreadsheet, a very dense Treasury Department spreadsheet. I asked Lauren Adler to help us make sense of it. He works with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
On that day, we also have a almost $4 billion payment to military active duty members. In addition, there's also a big retirement payment that goes out to both federal civilian and military retirees of about $9 billion.
Now, remember, we're not talking about a single $4 billion check here. There are more than 1.4 million men and women on active duty. That's more than 1.4 million checks.
Remember, Treasury does, on average, 3 to 5 million transactions a day.
Steve Bell works for the Bipartisan Policy Center.
Now, that's impossible for any one human being to do. So what they do, essentially, is computer to computer.
All these payments are automated, and that, Bell says, is what would make prioritization so difficult.
Right now, I would say it would be impossible, logistically impossible, for Treasury in any quick time to change the present system.
On top of the fact that time is running out, Bell says the Treasury Department is working with computers that are not state-of-the-art. And don't forget, 80% of the department's employees have been furloughed. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.